This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
And gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
And by the way, welcome to everybody who's already checked out for Memorial Day weekend.
I was thinking about that on the drive here.
I was trying to hold my breath until tomorrow.
I know.
To truly not care anymore. But everybody. Apparently, this is going to be the biggest travel day or the biggest Memorial Day weekend travel day. I don't remember what it was. Mm-hmm. But it's like biggest travel day in 14 years.
Why? What's the significance?
Memorial Day.
But we have back, it every
baby.
Year.
Yeah,
we're back.
We're back, baby.
Okay.
We don't care. Stop trying to break. Does everything have to have a reason? But anyway, good God, I didn't even know the stat, and you're trying to get me to break it down. I don't even really know what I'm talking about, and you're asking me to explain it.
Working on Memorial Day.
God, so this one is going to be all day. You pressuring me? You trying to make guys at your show last night propose to people that they're
God.
Not even... No, you got to hear this one. So last night you're singing a Fontainebleau. So you're singing, this happens.
Yeah.
Because people get swept up in the mood because you're up there in the sparkly gown and you're singing romantic songs.
Yeah.
You got your band and the lighting's dimmed and it's fancy and everything. And they've spent the dough. They've spent the dough. They're in Vegas. They're at Fontainebleau. They're not across. They're not across the street at Circus. You know what I'm saying? You're there. Yeah. They're at Fontainebleau. In the, what is that room that you sing? Oh, the Nowhere Lounge.
Lounge.
Yeah, girl. Uh-huh. I don't even know what that means either, but okay. So, it happens sometimes that you'll get a proposal.
Yeah. They come and celebrate anything, anniversaries, birthdays, but sometimes they want to propose.
And last night, you're thinking it's that moment.
Yeah, there was a beautiful couple sitting in the front. They look like they're having a good time. They're sharing that they're having a good time. My trumpet player goes up, plays a very beautiful solo for them. So I'm thinking this is happening. Something's happening.
Why do you think that?
Because they're having champagne. They're enjoying themselves. Well, he gets down on the ground and I'm like, oh my God, he's going to propose. I think he's about to propose. He's on the ground.
Right. And for you, and this is fascinating to me. So you have you're ready. When this happens,
always.
The band shifts and you guys play, you'll play some love songs.
La Vie en Rose is usually the song.
Sing that for me.
Still
have no idea what you're talking about.
I don't know if even I do.
That's good.
That's nice.
Well, that
sounds rich, though.
But that's, I know, right? Sounds nice. Sound like that's some baby-making music right there, man. I'll tell you what. No, but so then you're ready to launch into it.
Yes. And it turns out, he was just picking something off the ground, not proposing.
Nearly jumped. Did you nearly jump the gun?
I started La Vie en Rose.
Oh, you started the song?
I started La Vie en Rose. I started the song, and then I had to go with it. I committed, and I realized it was just something on the ground.
That's great.
It's really a special moment for everyone.
I had to tie his shoe.
Yeah, that's it. She dropped her earring. was great. It was a really good look for me. So I'm constantly showing that I'm a professional.
Well, just you and the band. At least you didn't go, oh my God. Oh, it's the beautiful. Yeah, and then have to backpedal your way out of it. Wow. All right, you hear the music. Let's go, y'all. A brand new game of high-low. I want to go to Disneyland. Yesterday, Danny Rodriguez from Centennial Hills was our second winner. So we start all over. I like that, though. At 6 a.m., it's nice to start fresh.
Yeah.
Well, it would have been a lot better to have a guaranteed winner. But, you know, just saying. So the high number is
050.
Low number is
001.
Phone number is
702-364-9898.
Yeah, let's go. For the unofficial beginning to Memorial Day weekend. High low, I want to go to Disneyland right now.
In the morning.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Oh, you know how much I love alliteration. Who's on the phone?
We got Luisa Lopez, Green Valley Ranch on line 7.
I saw you looking. Do we have to give all the secrets? Listen.
Theater of the mind. I'm sorry.
The phone lines in here are not particularly well labeled on the where I got to push the button.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, sometimes it's a little challenging. I don't know why I got to be called out on that.
Just
right. But it's okay. We'd be all right. Luisa, how's your morning going? You got people all up in your business? Because
a little bit, yeah.
A little bit. Yeah. Cool. Well, here, let me tell you this right up front. We appreciate you. We appreciate your effort. And it is not unprecedented for somebody to fire one off on the very first guess of a brand new game. It has happened. Not often, but it has happened. So allow me to push this button right here.
98.5.
KLUC. And let's just see what we can do here. Your high number is?
050.
Uh-huh. And your low number is?
001.
Now, it's not like the old days when we used to serve 001 and 985. That was a little more challenging. You know, so maybe.
Mm-hmm.
This could happen. So literally, okay. Whatever your gut is telling you, go with that.
Okay. I'm going to go with 037.
037. I'm interested. Why?
I don't know. Just I thought about it since yesterday. Yeah.
I love yesterday. That when it just comes to you and it just shows up. Oh, I love. I just literally I got chills.
Mm-hmm. So,
let's see what happens here. 037.
Nope. Too low.
Wow. No, Michaela's devastated, but you don't understand what Luisa has just done here.
Tell me.
Because on the very first guess, 037 just takes out, you know, it's just like taking a big giant, you know, one of them things that you cut grain with. you know, whatever it is, she just swung it and it cut a whole bunch of the stuff.
Yeah.
Like there's a lot of it gone.
Yeah, no, she did. She did good for the rest of the listeners, Luisa.
37,
yeah, you're welcome, everybody.
Yeah, that's right. You're welcome, America. That's right. No, and this is what
you're
I said.
Here.
This is what I said up front. We thank you in advance because you did good. So what's that? A 1 in 13 now? See? Wow, what a game changer.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Pull Luisa down for Chet Buchanan Show shirts. You know what I mean? For that kind of effort.
Yay.
For that kind
you deserve
of effort.
That.
Hell yeah, you do.
Thank you.
All right, hang on one second.
Real funny. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
How much longer is it going to be before you go to Crystal Palace and just go crazy? Because Michaela, just so you know, Michaela grew up here. And then left fame and fortune in Hollywood, American Idol, hosting TV shows, doing all this other stuff. Came back to Vegas because after a while, Hollywood sucks.
Yeah, it does.
You know, and not for nothing. She was coming out here every weekend and singing anyway. And finally, people were like, why don't we give you a bunch of money and then you can just come home? And she's like, yes.
And then they gave me no money, but I still came home.
Listen, never let the facts get in the way of a good story, all right? I had this all fluffed up. I had it looking like one of them gowns you wear every night on stage.
Okay, keep going.
Yeah, I had it. No, but I remember we were talking, and she's so happy to be home in Vegas.
Yeah.
So when I saw this, I immediately thought of you. About 30 people arrested in Florida on Saturday night after a fight broke out at a skating rink at Astro Skate. Of course it was. So you know that was over by Cape Canaveral. You know it was on that side, like Orlando area, because that's why it would be Astro Skate.
Uh-huh.
That's why. Didn't happen on skates, unfortunately. It happened in the parking lot. Of course it did.
Not boring.
Here's the, but you know how it goes too. Here is the Astro Skate manager. Her name's Andrea, talking about what led up to it.
It was not a little party. It was a big event. They had posted social media. She went on their Instagram Live, Facebook. They went all over social media, pretty much bashing us and told the kids, come anyway. We encouraged all the kids to please call your parents. You need to get picked up. We had deputies on staff, on duty, off duty.
So yeah, so they thought they were having a little event, turned into a big event. They said, everybody get out of here. And so what do people do? They're like, well, ain't nothing else to do. Let's fight.
Okay, you know what's funny though?
Uh-huh.
The kids I grew up with want to do a reunion next month at Crystal Palace.
Yes,
at
and, the have you already, rink. And have you already called all the other kids that you grew up with and said, hey, we're rumbling in the parking lot? Because honestly, isn't that not every Saturday night when we were growing up? It wasn't a big deal. Now, here's the problem, is that now they've forgotten how to fight. And I know I'm going to sound like the old guy. They've forgotten how to just, you know, where it's just fists.
Yeah.
And now it escalates and it's ugly. And yeah, you used to be able to just work stuff out like that. And they go, truly, the managers would be like, they'll get it out of their system.
And you go back in and skate.
Yeah, then you go, well, maybe not that exact. Maybe the next weekend.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
That's just a great way to start a day.
Okay, so let's solve the mystery of the good feeling stories of the day.
I need to know.
Sometimes I get a good feeling,
So a New Jersey high schooler named Jake Portello may have concocted one of the greatest promposals ever. Aren't we a little late in the game for this? It's probably, it's just surfacing.
Yeah.
Our boy, Vegas native, our hometown hero, Bryce Harper.
Hey!
From the Phillies. Somehow, Jake got Bryce to go to his girlfriend's house and ask her to prom. And honestly, and I don't know Bryce well. I mean, we give each other the bro nod.
Yeah.
When I've seen him before. So she opens the door, Bryce is doing the talking, and then Jake is standing by, and it's maybe the most Bryce Harper thing ever.
Hi, Julia.
I'm going to prom.
How's it going? Jake wants to ask you prom, so I thought I'd help him out. So are you going to prom with him?
Yes.
Awesome. There you go. You got it.
And when I say it's the most Bryce Harper thing ever, it's just simple. It's to the point. It's like, because he's not big on that. You know, he'd go to Rebel games and stuff, and we'd be like, can we put you on the camera? And he'd be like, yeah, I suppose. You know, that kind of thing. He just doesn't want the attention.
But imagine opening your door, and Bryce Harper is standing there with some guy you're dating to go to prom.
And I have no doubt, and by the way, Jake, that's a big risk you're taking there, because I'm sure in what's her name, Julia, is going, wait, is Bryce Harper asking me to prom?
Right.
No doubt. It's your good feeling stories of the day.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5. The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work, listening to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
Name's not Myrna Vegas.
Yes, it is.
Myrna Vargas.
Yes, Vargas. Did I say Vegas?
Yeah.
Twice.
Yeah, you said Vegas.
Okay.
Oh my goodness.
It's you know what it is? You're focused on who you interviewing later?
No. Like you said, everyone's getting ready for Memorial Day weekend.
No.
And apparently I'm ahead of you, brother.
We literally just, Michaela and I looked at each other and went, listen. We just gotta get to the end of this one. Yes. We do one more tomorrow. You know what I mean? We can do this.
Yeah.
Let's go.
We got it.
Charge, finish hard, right? Finish strong.
That's right.
Go all the way through the finish line.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Myrna Vegas?
Yes. That's right.
From the east side, city where the sun don't set. Your 177 yeah. second survey starts right now. I want to throw an idea out to you and see how you feel about it. There's a wonderful, just, oh my, the people at Microsoft are like, this is, it's life-changing. You're going to love it.
Tell me.
Wonderful new feature coming to Windows, which records everything you ever do on your computer and feeds it to AI. It's called Recall. And the idea is that it's a way to retrace your steps. So it allows you to quickly flip through all the stuff that you've been doing on your computer online, through your messages, your inside apps, even within video conferencing. It's like browser history on steroids. Not to mention that everything's being analyzed by AI. Does this sound really great, or does it sound like the machines are one step closer to taking over?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. They're know all the information that you're putting into the computer and to your phones and to anything, even like to Facebook. Like AI is kind of like taking over. You're right.
Yeah, I don't want anything to do with this thing.
No.
Me neither.
Microsoft says no. What could go wrong? It'll be fine.
Everything.
They say the data is encrypted. Do you say data or data?
Data, I think.
Sure.
Yeah.
The data is encrypted on your hard drive, and nothing gets sent away, and it's not on the cloud or anything like that. I just don't want them up in my business that much.
Yeah.
Yeah, same.
It's weird.
Way weird.
It is. It's weird. I don't like it.
The hot new thing is having a half birthday party, from what I've been told. Would you go to somebody's half birthday party?
Half birthday party, like, in what way? Like, I don't think I would.
I was like, what are you talking about?
No, like, what is it? Like, is there going to be, like, cake or no cake? Or like,
no, it's a double down on the birthday. Yeah, I'm not taking a gift.
No.
I'm not taking a gift. But I'd go have drinks with my buddies to celebrate, you know.
I think it's hard enough to make it to people's full birthdays.
I hear you.
A half birthday, you're like, babe, I can't make it.
I like anytime somebody says they're getting together and I'm invited, though.
Love getting invited.
Yeah.
Love staying home.
You love. I was going to say, I love being invited. I don't always like showing up.
But if you don't invite me, my feelings are hurt.
Literally, this is what happens to me. I go, I would have come to that thing. No, I wouldn't have.
Uh-uh.
But I'm like, I just, and they go, well, you're too busy. You're always so busy. And then I go, yeah, but I'd like to be invited.
Yes.
And then when they invite me, I go, oh God, I'm too busy.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Same.
Related question. Do you celebrate dog birthdays?
No, I honestly don't.
We have always, and it's weird. My wife knows this stuff. She's like, oh, this is, you know, whatever animal we got. Oh, it's their birthday. Okay, cool. We don't go out and get them like a puppuccino or anything like that. We don't do a cake or anything weird like that.
I'll do a puppuccino.
But I will say there have been songs sung on occasion.
They're your family.
Listen, we got to run, but enjoy your Joey Fatone and AJ McLean tickets. You have those before anybody else can even buy them. So thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, and thanks for listening, and thanks for hanging out. Hang on 1 second.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, listen, relationship rehab is coming up.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One briefcase, one moment could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
I've been trying to get a hold of Dana Roselli through the whole set. Do you know Dana?
I love Dana.
Okay, Dana used to be on TV here a lot. And then she and my buddy Sean McAllister from Fox 5, they joined forces and have a very wildly successful podcast.
Yeah.
And a show that they've converted it back to TV. Mm-hmm. And they're doing a weekend thing on Fox 5 now. And it's great.
Yeah, it's really
so
great.
So at this thing last weekend, at where it's the best and brightest. Mm-hmm. And Dana's there. And literally, like, I know the people in the room.
Right.
You know, a lot of them. Mm-hmm. But there were plenty that I didn't know. And I just hadn't seen Dana in a minute. And so she is locked in conversation with two young, very good-looking guys who are maybe a little more casually dressed than the rest of us.
Okay.
And just in brighter clothes. Like, they stood out, right? Mm-hmm. And I look at them the same way that I looked at a number of other people in the room. I'm like, yeah, I think I know who they are, but I don't know their name.
Yeah.
Like I'm not really sure who that is.
Right.
So Dana is, and again, she's locked in conversation with these two young, good-looking dudes. Because why wouldn't she be? You know what I mean?
Obviously.
So finally, I can't stand it anymore, and I got stuff to do, and I'm kind of locked in. And I just go over and I give her a shoulder squeeze because I want to say hi.
Yeah.
I just give her kind of, you know, the side hug.
Yeah.
Just, hey, buddy. And she's like, yeah, hi. Quick, leave me alone. I'm talking. And I'm like, okay, cool. No, I'm like, okay, cool. And I'm like, well, all right. And so I go, I just go spinning off into the, you know, go off and do my thing. You know who I realized later who it was that she was talking
who?
To?
Who?
Chain smokers.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
Yeah.
We were in the aftermath of this thing.
Uh-huh. She said sorry.
Yeah, you know who else was there? Who? Chainsmokers. Like, damn it, that's who that was. And I literally gave them, she was like, oh, hi. And she was kind.
Of course.
She was nice about it.
Right.
But she was talking.
She's locked into the Chainsmokers.
Why wouldn't you be?
Come on.
You know, dopey old Chet Buchanan comes ambling over. Hey, buddy, I've seen you a lot. You know, she's like, get off me. I'm
get off me.
Talking to the Chainsmokers. I really wanted to get her on to talk the story, but she's obviously not answering.
She's probably talking to the Chainsmokers.
Right. Probably. Probably. So, how was your weekend? All right, Adrian, who's on the phone?
We have Cassandra Echols checking in from Silverado Ranch.
Is she checking in?
Yes,
are you checking in, Cassandra? Checking in. I love it when DJs say that. Hey, checking in.
Yeah, finger guns.
Right on. So, do you have a plan going into this? Hello? Cassandra. Hello? Yeah, we're gonna. This is gonna have to be a two-way conversation, dude.
Yes.
Okay. I know.
So nervous. I've never been on the radio.
Well, I have plenty of time, so I'll tell you. Know, I can handle it for
I
both
know,
of us.
I've been
it's
listening
good.
To you for years.
Well, then you know how
awesome.
This goes. Thank you for that, by the way. You know how this goes. I'm not scary. I won't hurt you.
Oh.
I won't let anything bad happen to you. I promise.
Yeah.
So the okay. question was, I turned the music down to get rid of all distractions. Did do you have a plan going into this? Like, do you have a number in your head?
I don't. I'm just praying to God.
I love it. Okay. I love it. Okay.
Good strategy.
Okay. Well, let's work it out together. Here we go.
98.5. KLQC.
Okay. Well, the good news here is it's a 1 in 4 shot. Okay. It's easy.
Yeah.
So that part, so you don't have to overthink it too much, right? So your high number is
042
and your low number is
037.
So your choices are, and usually I wouldn't walk somebody through this because now would be the time when we did it like that and you're nervous and everything that somebody would blurt out, is it 028? And it's like, that's not one of the choices, but that's, you know,
it happens.
Yeah, that happens. So your choices are 038, 039, 040, and 041. So you just got to pick one of those.
Okay. Dear Lord, please help me. I'm going to go with 039.
The Lord really wants you to go to Disneyland. As does Mickey and Minnie and all of the characters at Pixar Fest. Would you say 039?
Yes.
039. Final answer?
Yes.
I'm not trying to make you more nervous. That's just what you ask everybody. Okay, 039.
Okay.
Nope. Too low.
Wow. Yeah, but you know what? You did your part very well. You did your part very well. And now you never have to be nervous again. You can call in every day. Now you know it won't hurt you.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to call in at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, that would be a good idea. Yeah. No, I don't think we're guaranteed yet because we got 040 and 041. So it's a 50-50 shot again.
Wow. Oh, yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
I know. Same as yesterday.
Wow. Okay, good. All right. Drive careful.
Thank
bye.
You.
Okay, bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. A 50-50 shot coming up at 9 o'clock.
3, 2, 1, let's go. The Chet Buchanan Show, waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Buddy, our buddy Keanu's back. Is it okay if we put you on the air?
Yes.
Okay. No, I'm supposed to ask ahead of time. So, Keanu, which one are you choosing then at 9 o'clock, 040 or 041?
Oh, my God, 040.
Which one are you choosing, Michaela?
I'm going to go 041.
Okay. We'll see which one's right.
But I'm hoping, but Keanu knows what to do. We know that you know.
I'm crossing my toes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Is that why you called?
Yes, I'm crossing my toes.
What? Oh. You're doing what?
Okay. She's crossing her toes.
My toes instead of my fingers.
Yeah. She wanted to call us and tell us she's crossing her toes and she's ready.
Makes it hard to run.
That's so stupid.
It is, but so is crossing your toes. Yeah. I got to be honest with you. All right, listen, we'll talk at 9. No, you hang up.
Okay.
No, you hang up. No, you hang up. No, you hang up. Love you a long time. Bye.
Hang up.
No, you hang up. No, you hang up first. I love you too much. Hang up. You hang up. All right, I'm hanging up.
Bye.
Oh, no, she hung. She did.
She did.
She did hang up. All right, relationship rehab. 702-364-9898. If you would like to join in, we would love to have you. I'm trying to clear out some stuff in the inbox really quick before we head into Memorial Day weekend. Oh, that was loud. I'm trying to see where I start. Oh yeah. My friend dog sits for me once in a while when I have to travel for work. The last two times I sent her flowers, she never thanks me.
Huh.
Should I be angry?
Anger is a big word, but I could see the disrespect that you feel if you send somebody flowers.
Can I just throw this out there?
Yeah.
For that? Aren't the flowers, aren't you thanking them for the dog sitting? How far does this go? You know, it's like where I was just messing with Keanu.
No, thank you.
Yeah, no, you hang up. No, you hang up. No, and she's like, I'm scared. No, you hang up.
Where does it end? But I think it's acknowledgement. Did you get the flowers? Did they come?
Thank you for the flowers. No, thank you for the dog sitting. Thank you for the... It's a gift.
Yeah.
In exchange for the dog sitting.
Right.
Which could have been a tip or just a thank you. It's a step above what the normal thing is. Right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Are you willing to blow off your best dog sitter? Are you willing to blow off your best dog sitter because they didn't thank you for the flowers?
Mm, hard to find a dog sitter.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. I think just acknowledgement. In my opinion, I'd like to know somebody at least just got them. You don't even have to say thank you. Just let me know they made it to your door and nobody stole them.
Solid.
Right?
Yeah, an acknowledgement. I think you're right.
That's it.
We're going over to my mother-in-law's for Memorial Day. We're having a cookout. I asked if I could bring my potato salad. My mother-in-law said she's got everything covered. No need to bring anything. I want to bring my potato salad. This, boy, this comes up every time. It'll come up again on July 4th.
Yep.
It'll come up again on Labor Day. It'll come up again during Thanksgiving. It'll come up again at Christmas.
Yes, it will.
I want to bring my potato salad. Because my mother-in-law's potato salad is too wet. My husband says, if I do bring my potato salad, it'll be rude. What y'all think?
Girl, just relax. Don't do anything. Just enjoy yourself at the party. Eat your potato salad at home. Don't put yourself through any work. Who cares? Go to the party with no food. Let her do all the work. Let her suffer.
No, that's brilliant.
Right?
It really is brilliant.
Yeah, what do you care?
Yeah, why? Yeah, what do you care?
Yeah, just go to the party.
We get so wound up about stuff.
I know.
I really was willing to fight this one out, but you're right.
Were you?
Yeah.
Well, what point were you going to make?
I don't know.
Okay,
I'm not sure. I'm really not sure.
Fair.
No, you're right, though.
Yeah.
What's your problem?
Just eat a potato salad at home. You don't have to do anything. You just get to go to your mother-in-law's now empty-handed. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
when
make her do the dishes, too, since she wanted to cook all the food.
Just for fun, can we role play this out for half a second?
Yep.
Aren't you going to have any potato salad?
Okay, sure. Just a little bit.
Yeah, and then you just put a little.
Just a tiny bit. Just a little. Mm-hmm.
That wet, gloppy, runny potato salad.
Yep.
Ugh.
Yeah.
She doesn't even put sweet pickles in it.
Ugh. Okay, that's
How
weird,
dare
though.
She? What?
No sweet pickles? That's delicious.
Oh, okay.
It's a delicious
I thought you were
flavor.
Be like, sweet pickles. I'm like, I love that. I love that.
No, I love it.
Yeah. Put them in the deviled eggs too. Don't skimp.
Yeah.
We want to sell our house. My husband's sister is a realtor or a realtor, as they say on the commercials. A realtor. She offered to listen for us. Oh boy. I found a really good realtor and I'd rather use them. My husband really wants to use his sister and says she's great, but I've also heard him say she's lazy.
Oh.
I don't like the idea of hiring her because what if she doesn't do a good job?
Yeah. My sister-in-law's a realtor. When we wanted to get property, it came up like this. It's a sticky situation dealing with family.
It's hard to do business with family.
I always say steer clear from it.
Yeah, me too. Don't mix it.
Right?
It's bad. It's bad news. Adrian?
I agree.
Yeah, I think did we all agree on something?
Yes.
Whoa.
Well, that's boring. That's relationship rehab.
Wake up with the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Always puts me in a great mood.
On 98.5 KLUC.
They're talking about what a big travel day this is, or your travel weekend it's going to be.
Yeah.
Biggest in 14 years, whatever it is. So don't do this, okay? Don't do this. Don't play around. You're not that funny. You know what I mean? You think you're making jokes in the TSA line, yada, yada. Another place. Just be happy that you have an exit row seat. And when they ask you, you know, the chances of you actually needing to help
are so slim.
Yeah, so slim. So just say yes when they come and ask you if you're willing and able and whatever they ask you.
Yeah.
Just say yes. And shut up.
Yeah.
And enjoy your extra 5 inches of leg room.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Everybody on a Frontier flight, much love.
Mm-hmm.
A Frontier flight out of Charlotte had to get off the plane after a woman in the exit row joked that she would not help in an emergency.
Why would you say that?
Would you be with? Because that's what they come and ask you. They go, are you able?
Can you understand instructions?
Are you willing to help? She said loudly, I'm not going to save anybody. If something happens, I'm saving myself first. And apparently, here's the funny part. Apparently, she meant it. Because normally, they would just move you to a different row.
Right.
Of her arguing with flight attendants, she kept yelling about needing to get home to babysit her grandson and said that she was calling her lawyer. This all could have been saved by you just shutting up.
Totally.
And say yes.
You never have ever needed to do anything. Just say yes.
She apparently was also throwing around the N-word.
Was she drunk?
I don't think so.
Oh, worse.
And was accusing, she was using the word that you should not use.
Right.
While accusing a flight attendant of being racist. A white flight attendant. Yeah, it's just bad.
Yeah.
That part of it's just bad. The pilot eventually had to call the police.
Wow.
No word on charges yet, but they led her across the tarmac in handcuffs.
You know, not for nothing, Chet, but I feel like I'm missing out on flights. I've had smooth flights my whole life. I've never seen any of this drama that we see on social media or through these stories on any flight. I just get to my destination.
I fly a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen anybody cause problems in the aisles.
Right.
I've never seen that. And I've always wondered what I would do.
Right.
One time I was on a flight that got delayed. They de-iced the wings. Then the flight crew was late. So then, and the timing didn't work out. So by the time we were ready to go, they had to de-ice the wings again, but the truck was out of de-ice stuff.
Oh God.
And then the crew timed out and it was all a nightmare. And we're sitting there and you can see my shoulder in a viral video of a girl going up saying that she worked for the airlines and was knocking on the, wanting to talk to the pilot.
Right.
That she was going to work it all out. That somehow she was the one that was going to get us in the air. She was going to explain everything.
Yeah.
We just had to leave it to her.
Yeah.
And they literally told her, if you don't sit down now, you're going to jail. And she goes, well, the cops can't get here because we're snowed in. And they were like, okay, well, then you'll sit outside until the cops get here. And then she finally went and sat down.
She sat down.
Yeah.
I just love the part of the story that your shoulder was in the viral video.
My shoulder. Yes. It's my big moment. It's the most
high. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
And here we go. Huh? Michaela and I were just talking about this because all the other times when we play high-low, I always think, even if you don't get it, I think that we've done some good. We've narrowed it down.
Definitely.
It's a positive thing. We're moving, it's forward momentum.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. This one's got some pressure on it.
Totally.
This one's got a little pressure on it.
Yeah.
The 50-50 shot, you know, you either do or you do not. Now, there's still some positivity to it, because even if you don't win, then we have a guaranteed winner. You know what I mean?
Tomorrow morning. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
So it's still all for the good.
Still moving it forward.
But when people go, oh, I'm nervous, most of the time I'm like, it's like, you know, everybody's walking out of here unscathed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're not going to get bruised. You're not going to get hurt. Nobody's going to yell at you. Nobody's going to call you names. Any of that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But this one, this one stings a little if you don't.
Yeah,
you know?
This
one, you're like,
yeah,
it was right there.
You'll be thinking about it for the next couple of days.
Oh, why didn't I say blah, blah, blah? You know, why didn't I say the other one?
Yep. Oh, we've all been there. Uh-huh.
And your friends. You know, if you got a 1 in 4, even a 1 in 4, it's like, you know. You know, if your friends go, oh, yeah, I would have got that. No, you wouldn't have.
No.
Yeah. You wouldn't have, because you're not nearly as smart as I am. I don't even know why I hang out with you. Oh, that's right. I'm married to your sister. That's right. That's why. Yeah. That's why we hang out. We're blood related. We're blood related. Oh, God. You know?
Yeah.
50-50 shot. High, low. Want to go to Disneyland. To make it official, the high number is
042.
And the low number is
039.
And you are choosing, if you were to be the one in this position, you're choosing either 040 or 041. And you said you would take
041.
You like 041.
Yep. Yes.
She doesn't know what it is, for the record.
Mm-mm. And there's nothing behind 041. It's just the number I chose.
Huh. Mm-hmm. All right, then.
Yeah.
702-364-9898. Good luck.
When I'm getting ready in the morning.
While I'm getting dressed.
I dance and laugh.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
The best way to kick off the day.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Right. Listen, we got to work quick here. We got a runner. Who's our, who's our contestant? Adrian?
We got Nancy Silva, Centennial Hills at work,
get,
I believe.
Trying not to get fired. We got your back, Nancy.
Uh-huh. Hi.
Listen, shh. Don't let them catch you. All right. Listen. Well, let's make this pay off, though, okay? Let's not screw this up. All right. So, you ready for the official music? Do you have any questions? Other than which number should you pick? You know, obvious. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
98.5.
KLQC.
50-50 shot. Your high number is?
042.
Your low number is?
039.
I don't know why we're talking quietly. We're not the ones that are about to get fired, but... it's either 040 or 041. Which one is it?
Let's do 041, please.
Let's do 041, please. Final answer?
Final answer.
041. Also the number that Michaela Gordon picked.
God, I hope it's right.
Whoa! You get to go.
Let's go.
You did it.
I'm so excited.
Scream.
For so long. And I've been trying to win for so long.
Yeah.
So long. We've been playing the game since Monday.
Well, I mean, since you guys have been playing this game.
I know. We've been playing this game for years, and it's always the most fun, and everybody, and especially when you win. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my gosh, I have to pinch myself. Thank you so much.
For today, one park per day tickets to celebrate Pixar Fest at Disneyland Resort and Disney California Adventure. And at the end of this whole thing, somebody's going to get a two-night stay at the Villas, and we'll kick you up to 3-day passes. So, yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Nancy, when's the last time you were at Disneyland?
I've never been, actually.
Come on.
Stop it.
I know.
Stop it.
I'm so excited.
Oh, my goodness. Now I'm going to cry.
Yeah.
Who's going to go with you?
Probably my husband, maybe my sister and her boyfriend.
Probably my husband. Ah, it's shaky. Yeah. We'll see how Memorial Day weekend goes. Oh, that's great. All right, listen, don't get fired. Hang on one second, okay?
Thank you.
Awesome. Hey, by the way, we did that in 4 guesses today.
Yeah.
We did that in 4 guesses. Let's try and cram another one in before Memorial Day weekend. A brand new game of high-low, I Want to Go to Disneyland, kicks off tomorrow morning at 6 a.m.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Yeah, why not? Let's do an exciting edition of
Fill in the Blank.
All right, how old is this criminal?
42.
55-year-old man in the great state of...
New Jersey.
Indiana. Uh-huh. His name is Alonzo Sansbury. He was busted after robbing how many places?
5.
2 of them. Within what amount of time?
1 hour.
30 minutes.
Oh, fast.
Last Friday. Yeah. So he hit up a...
bank?
Dollar Tree first.
Oh.
Tried to pay with a fake
credit card
$100 bill, then demanded money from the register. Of course he did. It's unclear how much he made off with.
How much could you get from a dollar store?
I don't know why that's funny. It's funny. That's funny.
It's true.
Then he decided to go down the street to
a grocery store.
Big Lots. And did something similar, stealing
money,
cash. Money, cash. But this time, this is where he tripped himself up. He also swiped a bag of...
chips.
Specifically?
Doritos.
Funyuns. On the way out.
Bad call.
The police used...
his fingerprints?
The police used blank to connect the two crimes.
Video.
Surveillance footage.
Uh-huh.
To connect the two crimes. And they were also able to catch Alonzo's
fingerprints,
license plate.
Oh, okay.
And that made him pretty easy to track down.
Yeah.
And then when they found his
car,
they saw the
Funyuns?
Bag of Funyuns that he stole from
Big Lots.
So Alonzo got charged with 2 counts of
robbery,
all because he couldn't resist the delicious Funyuns. Just couldn't. The cash wasn't enough. Alonzo was hungry. Maybe had the munchies, because that's usually, I know that's what I want for you. That's right. That's fill in the blank, y'all. Yay.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
Did you see the thing on TikTok about the woman from London who flew to Spain for a Hinge date?
No.
And everybody's making a big deal. And I don't, it's weird because I don't find the problem with it, but maybe, I don't know.
Okay, tell me.
So she's from London. Her name is Celeste. Obviously hot. For name Celeste. Duh. Celeste Hartley. She just sounds hot. Sounds made
she
up.
She does sound hot.
Fed up with the bleak dating scene in her hometown. Spent $300 to fly to Malaga, Spain. Oh my. Uh-huh. To meet up with a man that she matched with online. I met him at the airport. It was the most surreal experience ever, she says. It felt like that's what life is all about. Doing exciting things and taking risks. Yeah. The pair went sightseeing and ate tons of food. And Celeste documented the date on TikTok. And while some people praised her bravery, others felt her date should have been the one to go to her.
Oh, God.
It's a red flag if he doesn't go to you first.
No. Why is it a red flag?
Yeah, I don't know. It's the 90s.
Doesn't
you know
make
what I
sense.
Mean? Haven't we evolved?
She
now?
Said it best. It's life is about being exciting and adventurous.
By the way, it's so not the 90s, which was funny to me, but you did that went right by you. But
oh,
yeah.
It did.
No, it's about being adventurous. You're right though. It's about being adventurous. And it's why not? Aren't there people? And I feel like it would be more, there would be more of them in this town. Do you think there are not people that don't go to L.A. for a date?
Yeah. I don't know why.
Or to Salt
but
Lake.
But they
or,
do.
Well, for the money that they're being. Yeah, right? I'm not going to L.A.
Good luck.
Well, you know, and if you're paid enough, that's another story for another time. Hold on now. That took a turn.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, it's The More You Know. Before we go, I got to go quick because I got a lot of them today. Chicago, as you may or may not know, has been the second or third most populated city in America since 1890.
Wow.
It makes sense, though, when you think about it. That is on pace to change within the next 10 years. If the current trends continue, who do you think is going to turn out? New York, number one.
Okay.
L.A., number two. Who do you think will be the new number three? I'll bet you know.
Vegas.
No. No. We're like top 25, maybe. We're 30 right now and growing, but we're not there. It's a huge, they have a huge city size. You know what I mean? The city limits is big.
Yeah.
So they're able to count a lot of people. Houston.
That makes sense.
Houston will be the third largest. Should trends continue? The highest and lowest points in the continental United States are both in the same county. The county that also has my favorite name. Do you know what it is?
No.
Inyo County. That's right.
Is Inyo. That the name? Inyo County?
Inyo.
Inyo County?
Inyo County, among other places. They have Mount Whitney and the Badwater Basin in Death Valley. They are less than 90 miles apart, highest and lowest points. In the kind of, although, you know what? I challenge that Mount Whitney story because Mount Rainier, 14,410, and every good Washington kid knows that. Mount Rainier, we always claim number one. Whatever. We'll fight later. Pro athletes, if they get a fine, they can write that off as a tax deduction.
If sports players do?
Yeah, if they get fines.
Genius.
You know, like the other day, did you see the fight between the two NASCAR guys?
Yes, I did.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr. got a $75,000 fine. He can write that off on his taxes.
Oh, it's worth a fight then.
sometimes. Yeah. And some would say, now let me go a little deeper into this. Some would say $75,000 to punch Kyle Busch in the face. Totally worth it. Totally. Forget the tax deduction. In fact, I'd pay double. You know, not me. I like Kyle, but there's a lot of people Others. Who don't. The USDA, when was the last time you had fruit cocktail?
Oh, man, probably Never. Not since lunch, school lunch.
Not since grandma passed.
True. You know,
sorry. The USDA regulates the fruit breakdown in fruit cocktail. And they have rules for these things. It's not officially fruit. You can't call it fruit cocktail unless it has 30 to 50% diced peaches, 25 to 45% diced pears. This is so dumb. Hey, open up that can. That one looks a little short.
USDA needs to know.
6 to 16% diced pineapple, 6 to 20% whole grapes, and 2 to 6% cherry halves, which you can have mine, by the way. Those suck. I hate them. That's the more you know before we go. Let's get out of here. This is crazy. It's almost Friday. It's almost Memorial Day weekend. I'm giddy. Yes. I'm excited about it. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, B-U-C-H-A-N-A-N, just one N and then one more N. Don't get crazy on it. Follow Adrian
at Heavyweight Radio and the Unlikely Podcast.
That's what I'm talking about, brother. Yeah, with 3 million subscribers or something like that. Yes. It's crazy. It's just the roof is blown off this thing. It's incredible.
It's so good.
And of course,
at Mikayla Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H. And you can catch me tonight with my band at Fountain Blue inside Nowhere Lounge, 8 p.m.
Yeah, why not? Because Adrian and I don't have lives. We're doing nothing until tomorrow's show, and it's glorious. Everybody have a great day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One briefcase, one moment could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, it's the more you know. Before we go, I got to go quick because I got a lot of them today. Chicago, as you may or may not know, has been the second or third most populated city in America since 1890.
Wow.
It makes sense, though, when you think about it. That is on pace to change within the next 10 years. If the current trends continue, who do you think is going to turn out? New York, number one.
Okay.
L.A., number two. Who do you think will be the new number three? I'll bet you know.
Vegas.
No. No. We're like top 25, maybe. We're 30 right now and growing, but we're not there. It's a huge, they have a huge city size. You know what I mean? The city limits is big.
Yeah.
So they're able to count a lot of people. Houston.
That makes sense.
Houston will be the third largest should trends continue. The highest and lowest points in the continental United States are both in the same county. The county that also has my favorite name. Do you know what it is?
No.
Inyo County. That's right.
Is Inyo. That the name? Inyo County?
Inyo.
Inyo County?
Inyo County, among other places. They have Mount Whitney and the Badwater Basin in Death Valley. They are less than 90 miles apart, highest and lowest points in the continent. Although, you know what? I challenge that Mount Whitney story because Mount Rainier, 14,410, and every good Washington kid knows that. Mount Rainier, we always claim number one. Whatever. We'll fight later. Pro athletes, if they get a fine, they can write that off as a tax deduction.
If sports players do?
Yeah, if they get fines.
Genius.
You know, like the other day, did you see the fight between the two NASCAR guys?
Yes, I did.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr. got a $75,000 fine. He can write that off on his taxes.
Oh, it's worth a fight then.
Sometimes. Yeah. And some would say, now let me go a little deeper into this. Some would say $75,000 to punch Kyle Busch in the face, totally worth it. Totally. Forget the tax deduction. In fact, I'd pay double. You know, not me. I like Kyle, but there's a lot of people Others. Who don't. The USDA, when was the last time you had fruit cocktail?
Man, probably Never. Not since lunch, school lunch.
Not since grandma passed.
True. You know,
sorry. The USDA regulates the fruit breakdown in fruit cocktail. And they have rules for these things. It's not officially fruit. You can't call it fruit cocktail unless it has 30 to 50% diced peaches, 25 to 45% diced pears. This is so dumb. Hey, open up that can. That one looks a little short.
USDA needs to know.
6 to 16% diced pineapple, 6 to 20% whole grapes, and 2 to 6% cherry halves, which you can have mine, by the way. Those suck. I hate them. That's the more you know before we go. Let's get out of here. This is crazy. It's almost Friday. It's almost Memorial Day weekend. I'm giddy. Yes. I'm excited about it. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, B-U-C-H-A-N-A-N. Just one N and then one more N. Don't get crazy on it. Follow Adrian
at Heavyweight Radio and the Unlikely Podcast.
That's what I'm talking about, brother. Yeah, with 3 million subscribers or something like that. Yes. It's crazy. It's just the roof is blown off this thing. It's incredible.
It's so good.
And of course,
at Mikayla Gordon, MIKALAH. And you can catch me tonight with my band at Fountain Blue inside Nowhere Lounge, 8 p.m.
Yeah, why not? Because Adrian and I don't have lives. We're doing nothing until tomorrow's show, and it's glorious. Everybody have a great day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.